I want to visit a portion of Scripture that we don't often get to, and then when we do, it's usually on an eschatological theme, an end time theme. And I don't want to look at one of those themes tonight. I want to share something that I believe is God's will to continue to do in the church today. Zechariah chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3. Thankful the Lord has been saving, and I would covet your joining me in praying that God would continue to draw folks in. And also, just another little note here, if you see someone that has prayed, been here for a while, and then suddenly you quit seeing them, or even someone that has been here for a while and suddenly you quit seeing them, get their phone number and give them a call and encourage them to be in the house of the Lord and reach out to them. It'll make a difference. It'll make a difference. Zechariah chapter 3, if you'd stand for the reading of God's word. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, "Take away the filthy garments from him." And unto him he said, "Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment." Amen. Keep your Bibles open. If there was a lot of, there's a lot of striking words in here, but I think at the end of verse 2 is a very striking phrase. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? A brand plucked out of the fire. In a sense, every saved individual in the house tonight could say, "That's me. I'm a brand that's been plucked out of the fire." Amen. And we're going to pray. Just one quick note here before we get started. Joshua is a high priest. Therefore, he represents the nation of Israel. And what God has to say about and to Joshua is true of the whole nation of Israel. But the way I'm going to take it tonight, what God has said to Israel and through Joshua to Israel is something I believe he's still saying. It's the message that's still current for us today, for people today. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for the power that you have to transform lives. Thank you, Lord, that saving is something you are currently doing today in 2011. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the power you have to revolutionize, to make new, to cleanse. Help that, Lord, to be made real to our hearts all over again this evening. May the power of the Holy Spirit rest upon your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Monday, I'll just tell you, I wasn't in trouble, but I'll tell you where I was at. I was in court. And in the waiting room, I ran in to an individual that was there apparently because of drugs, and this person had so withered up. I begin to think that this individual used to be in this church for a long period of time, a very robust person, very jovial person, radiance, expressive. I've seen this person worship God unhinderedly, worship God and praise God. And to think of how this person had been serving the Lord, and then to see him as sin had left him, sin had taken from him, sin had destroyed, sin had sapped right out of him. The contrast was such that I haven't been able to get away from it since. I can't get it out of my heart what sin has done to him. by his choice, I'm sure. But sin has so destroyed. It'll work that way with everybody that tries that life. But as I've been thinking about him, I have also been thinking that we need with all our hearts to continue to believe that God can take a life like that and rescue it and save that person and drastically, completely change your life inside and out. Hallelujah. How many still believe if any person is in Christ, he is a new creation? I also think the lesson is as drastically that God can change a life for the better. Satan and sin can change a life for the worse just as drastically. I look at these young people, you know, in the prime of youth and the joy and all the energy. It'd be a horrible picture to picture what sin could do to them, but it'll work for them. Just like God's saving grace will work, sin will work too. Amen. How many knows God is able to save to the uttermost? I believe he can change life. We look at some folks and say they're beyond help. Not when you factor in the saving power of God. You say they've gone too far. Not if you factor in the saving power of God. They've got too many hang-ups. They've got too much bondage. I mean, they're sealed in that. There's no way out. They can't be saved. Amen. Not when you factor in the saving power of God. I'm telling you, it disturbs me, but I've talked to an individual lately, and that individual said to me, I just can't be saved. There's no way I could be set free. I say, no, that's wrong. When you factor in the saving power of God, you can be saved. You can be set free. You can be delivered. You can be a child of God. You can be set on the road to. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God and to salvation. Glory to God. He can do it. Here in Zechariah, we have a picture of what he can do to a life. You see, I told you that Joshua the high priest was representative of the nation Israel. And if you'll look here in verse 1 with me, he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at the right hand to resist him. Almost every student of Zechariah will tell us that the scene here is God is before the judgment. God is in the judgment seat, and here is Joshua the high priest, and he's standing before the judge representing Israel. He's standing there before the judge representing Israel in all her sin, Israel in all her rebellion, Israel in all her idolatry and backslidings. Joshua is standing before God, and I know this is a part nobody wants to play. Amen. But Brother May, would you help me? Here's Joshua standing before God, and right there is Satan. And almost any student of Zechariah will tell us that this is a picture of Joshua in the prison dock. He's brought in as a prisoner. He's brought in the bondages and the chains of a prisoner. He stands to be judged by God, and right here Satan is standing to resist him. And they say that's the picture of Satan standing there and pointing at Joshua and telling God he deserves to be killed, he deserves to be destroyed, and accusing Joshua to God. Amen. But look what the Bible says. Here's the first thing that God will do. He rebuked Satan. He rebuked Satan. I want to tell you the first thing God will do. He will push away Satan from you. Satan who has destroyed. Satan who has ruined. Satan who has accused. Satan who has tempted. Satan who would like to see you totally come to ruin. Even God will push him away. The Bible says, God said, I rebuke you. You gotta go. Even this is between me and Joshua now. You gotta know. You old accuser. You adversary. You gotta go. I'm telling you, that's the way the enemy is. His very name means accuser. He stands before God. He'll accuse you to God. He'll say to God, that person's undeserving, unworthy. That person is wicked. That person has corrupted themselves. That's what he will say. He will not only accuse you to God, he'll even accuse God to you. He'll say, God don't love you. God don't care. God's not loving him. Amen. He'll accuse you to yourself. I can't ever be saved. I'm worthless. I'm telling you, he's the accuser. But thank God the Lord will push away Satan. He will rebuke him. He will get him out of there. Aren't you glad we serve the Lord that way? If you want help, Satan may be binding you. Satan may be afflicting you. Satan may be corrupting you. Satan may be tempting you. Satan may be putting thoughts in your head. But if you'll turn to the Lord, amen, God will push Satan out of the picture. Standing there a prisoner in chains, being accused at the judgment of God. How could he do that? In fact, everything Satan had to say about Joshua was right. Israel had sinned. Israel had disobeyed. Israel had corrupted herself. Everything Satan had to say was true. But I'm telling you, Satan was accusing Joshua of the judge, but he's more than a judge. He's the merciful God. If God had responded in judgment, he would have destroyed Joshua right there. But he didn't respond in judgment. He responded in mercy and grace and in love. Aren't you glad we have a God like that? Next time Satan gets to bothering you, just say, you better get out of here because my God is about to push you away, push you out of the picture. We serve a God like that. I'm telling you, it's not that God and Satan are just about evenly matched and God has just a slight edge on Satan. God has all power in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's look at the second thing that happens. Look at the end of verse 2. Is not this a brand plucked? Speaking of Joshua, represent the nation. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Not only does God push Satan back, he pulls out of the very fire. Israel had sinned, and because of that, God judged her. Let those foreign nations come in with their armies. They burnt their fields. The fields are on fire. The houses are on fire. The temple's on fire. Everything was on fire. Totally destroyed the land. Amen. Burned it up. Deforested it with fire. And led the children of Israel away into bondage. I mean, everything was burning. Amen. But God said, everything's been ruined by fire. Everything's been burned. But I'm going to reach down there in your captivity, and I'm going to pull me out a remnant. I'm going to pull me out a people to redeem. Oh, and that's what he did. He brought them back out of captivity into the land of Israel. And Joshua was a representative of that. And the scripture says here, Joshua represented the brand that's been plucked out of the fire. I don't know if it's happened to you, or you've seen it somewhere, or heard it somewhere. Sometimes somebody will throw something valuable in the fire, and it's so valuable the person that sees its value will jump to the fire, and many times even with their hand begin to reach in and begin to try to pull the valuable thing out. And it's a relief when they're able to get a hold of it, and before the flame consumes it, they're able to pull it out of the fire. Even Joshua, you're a brand that's been plucked out of the fire. Your whole nation was on fire, your country, your land, but God has plucked you out of the fire. Could I tell you, my God still does that. There is judgment fire. I said there is judgment fire. There is hell fire, and it's burning hotly, but my God still can reach down his hand and pluck somebody right out of the fire. How many knows he did that in your case? Amen. You were headed for that place of eternal fire, but God in his mercy, he reached way down. Everything was burning up. Amen. But he reached down and he plucked you out of the fire. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, my God will pull you out of the fire. Glory to God. Even most of you have probably seen the news this week of that college student that had the motorcycle wreck. It wasn't Josh. It was another individual. Laid that thing down. It caught fire. He slid under the car. The thing was burning right there beside the car. The car was likely any moment to catch fire as well. The young man is unconscious underneath it. But the crowd responded. Lifted that car up. That fire burning right there lifted that car up, and one of them got a hold of what later turned out to be his broken leg. I'm sure he didn't even care that it was his broken. Got a hold of that thing, and he was just drug him out from underneath that car away from the fire. When I saw that, I thought, that's what my God has done over and over again. It looked like that was it. It looked like it was all over with. The fire had them, but God said the fire doesn't have them. I'm going to reach down and I'm going to pull them out of the fire. I'm telling you, God can do that for your lost loved ones. If you're here and lost tonight, God can do that for you. Hallelujah. He can reach down his hand and pull you out of the fire. Well, glory to God. So he pushes away Satan. He pulls out of the fire. But look what it says last of all. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. Filthy garments. The filth of the garments represented all the sins of Israel. All the willful backslidings, the willful idolatry, the corruption. Joshua stood there with filthy garments. I'm sure y'all have heard the fable, the emperor's new clothes. How many remembers that fable? I'm not going to share that tonight for obvious reasons. But no one was willing to share what was obvious, that the new clothes were no clothes, until there was one honest little child that pointed out the obvious. You know, we're living a time that no one wants to point out the obvious. They want to try to say, well, boy, they're doing great, you're doing great, the country's doing great. What sin? And the whole time, our nation and folks are standing with filthy garments. And in fact, we don't like to admit that many times. But with our faults and failures outside of Christ, we stand with filthy garments. And if someone's not living for the Lord, they stand with filthy garments. And if you think you don't have filthy garments, you for sure do. Because our righteousness is as filthy rags. We stand before God, and when He sees us, He sees the filthiness of our garment, our sins, the things that are wrong with us, our rebellions against God. That's a bad shape to be in, to be standing before the Judge God. Not only are you bound, but you're standing there with filthy garments. No one wanted to point it out. Amen. But God pointed it out. Your garments are filthy. If it ended there, it would be a dismal story. But not only was it pointed out that Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, it says in verse 4, he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And he said unto him, behold, I've caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment. I'll take away your filthy garments, and I'll give you garments that are glistening clean. I'm telling you, that's what our God does. He'll point out the obvious. He'll pull no punches. He'll just let us know you've got filthy garments. But He doesn't leave us to our filthy garments, unable to help ourselves. He said, you've got filthy garments, but if you'll let me, I'll take away your filthy garments, and I'll give you garments that are clean. Oh, hallelujah. That's what He does every time someone comes to Christ. You may have the filth of your sin and your life and sin upon you, but if you'll come to Christ, He'll take away the filthy garments, and He will provide you clean garments washed in the blood of the Lamb. Aren't you glad for a Savior that way? So I go back to the fellow I saw, and I said, oh God, help us to ever believe that you can make that difference in a life. If you're here tonight and you don't know Christ, I want to tell you, He'll do those three things for you. He'll push away Satan out of your life from being accusing you and destroying you. He'll pluck you, he'll pull you out of the fire, and he'll provide you clean garments. Hallelujah. In fact, maybe your garments aren't filthy with sin. Maybe they're just garments of heaviness. He'll take those away and give you a garment of praise. Hallelujah. Don't you like the exchange our God does? Oh, hallelujah. Would you come, music? If you're thankful for the power of God to change your life, would you join me and stand and thank God that he's done those things for you? Would you thank him? Would you thank him that he's pushed Satan away? Would you thank him that he's pulled you out of the flame? And thank him that he's provided you the garments of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Oh, what grace. Oh, what mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan's condemnation could not be denied. But God had a better plan. Hallelujah. God had a better plan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Could you bow your hearts and heads for just a moment? If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus, it doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done. Amen. He's able to change you tonight. Amen. You don't have to listen to Satan. Every time we listen to Satan, he destroys, he ruins, he corrupts. You don't have to listen to him. He'll push Satan away tonight. Amen. It might seem all over for you. It might seem it's inevitable that you'll be perishing in eternity without God and hell flame. But I want you to know we serve a God who's able to reach down and pluck you right out of the fire, pull you right out of the fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe even as a believer, you're dismayed because of mistakes you made and things in your life. And as a believer, you're tired of standing there in garments that have been spoiled and dirtied and ruined. Amen. You just like to feel fresh and new. I'm telling you, if you'd come to the Lord, he'd take away the filthy garments and he'd provide you with garments that are clean and pure. If you're here tonight, you don't know the Lord, would you come right now? We use this step as an altar. Would you come? Someone will be here to pray with you. You say, I need Jesus. I want my life changed. I want to be born again. I want a difference in my life and living. Are you here? Would you come right now? This is your opportunity. This is your moment. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wonder how many of the saints are here. You've got someone on your heart. Someone came upon your heart during the message that you would love to see God do these things for them. You'd love to see God. Would you lift your hand and say, someone came to my heart. I'd love to see God do these things for them. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you come to the altar and join me in praying that God would do that, that he would do that. Amen. Could you come, church, and begin to pray and say, God, we want to see you pluck them right out of the fire. We want to see you give them the change of garments. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord.